of our poets, Anne Askew, was a person of singular conviction and fierce determination. Born in 1521 in Lincolnshire, Anne took to studying the Bible at an early age and developed her own set of beliefs, particularly respecting the sacrament. Forced by her father to marry Thomas Kyme, a Catholic, she was soon at odds with him, and driven from her home by him, she made her way to London, where she was soon after arrested, possibly at the instigation of her husband, and tried for heresy. In spite of being tortured, Anne Askew held steadfastly to her views, and upon being found guilty, she was burned at the stake, remaining uncowed to the very end. As it turned out, there was no extant portrait of Anne Askew, so I took the liberty of adopting for use here one of the many period portraits of unknown women who looked like what I imagined she might have. The records of two interrogations of Anne Askew were smuggled out of prison and eventually were published with this woodcut depiction of the her execution. A ballad written by her while in Newgate Prison entitles her to this distinction of being the first woman known to have composed original verses in English. And now, here is Carlotta Sherwood to give us Anne's spirited confession from her second interrogation, followed by the ballad.